This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You know what you can do there, right? You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address, because I only send out once a week. I send out an email that lets you know what we got going on, who's going to be on the show, lets you know who our sponsor. You gotta support. You heard Corey say we should be supporting conservatives. We conservatives stink at supporting conservatives. Seriously, you know, when you got 15 million listeners like Rush Limbaugh, all they have to do, you know, every five of them just buys a 50-cent trinket from him, and he's doing well. But there's other conservatives out there that if you're supporting, you should support. And what I mean by that is, you know, head over to the website. You're going to see a Patreon button up there. You know, click on the Patreon button. And for the amount of a cup of coffee or a decent meal, you choose the level you want to be. You can become part of my politically incorrect posse. That's right. You know, and to help the show grow, help the show move forward. There's just a whole bunch of stuff going on that you don't know about. And I may start opening up about some of that stuff if you are a member on our Patreon page. Now head over there, check it out, learn more about it. All right. I could talk about this all day long, but I don't want to. What I want to talk about, you know, I used to talk a lot about Christian groups being, I don't want to say assaulted, but definitely slowed down and persecuted in a different way. Obviously not like that. You know, don't write me and say, Joe, you don't know what persecution is. You know what Christians are going through overseas. Yeah, I do. What do you mean? I'm not brain dead. I know what's going on, but everything is relative. The level of it is relative, depending on where you're at and that kind of thing. Here in the United States, it starts somewhere, right? And the way it's starting here is there's a Christian group that filed a lawsuit is filing a lawsuit, if you would, at the University of Iowa because they were told that they could no longer meet on campus after it barred gay individuals from serving in a leadership position. The group then filed a lawsuit against the university, setting the stage for a battle between religious liberty and discrimination. It's funny how the left screams discrimination on anything, everyone, everyhow, and will never stick up, simply stick up, for traditional Christian values. Never. And we're not saying that you can't have a club or a group that has gay leadership. Nobody has said that from the right. The left will say just the opposite. No, we can't have religious people, positions of authority because they're religious. They believe in God. In December, the university suspended the group's activities after a gay student was denied a leadership position after he was unable to affirm a statement of faith that rebukes homosexuality. You know, what's really funny is we've done stories on these religious groups where they won't refute or denounce sex before marriage. I mean, it's really funny how we've gotten as Christians. Instead of getting stronger in our faith as the years have gone on, because our faith very much made this country, whether you want to hear it or not, We've gotten more squishy. We don't want people to feel bad about themselves. The group argues that doing so falls within their rights, according to the laws, guaranteed freedom of religion. But the university explicitly prohibits any discrimination based on sexual orientation. The university attests that the group has violated the school's human rights policy and the Iowa Civil Liberty Rights Act. Now, this is a great one to take to the courts. This should go all the way to the Supreme Court. We need to hear, finally, whether religious beliefs trump social constructs. The group was founded in 2015 and contains 10 members after the action was taken against them. They lost their license to operate, which means they're no longer able to reserve campus meeting spaces or attend student recruitment fairs, no longer have access to funds from student activity fees. See, this is where I think the Christian businessmen should get off their butts and not worry about selling the product they're selling and help these kids out. You guys should be paying. You guys in Iowa, you should be paying for the facilities for them to meet. You should be giving them money to come together. Because if you really believe what you say you believe, it's God's money. It's not your money. If God gives you your talents, God gives you your ability, you say, oh, I'm so blessed to have the things that God gives me, the doors that God has opened for me, then why aren't you sharing that? Right? You're a blessing to be a blessing. That you're blessed to be a blessing to others. I mean, I'd like to see the scripture that says when you get the money, when you get these resources from God, hoard them as much as you can. It had a meeting weekly for a Bible study that focused on service projects to teach students how to continually keep Christ first in the fast-paced business world. The group's lawsuit filed in federal court in Davenport says it cannot and will not ask leaders who do not share its beliefs to lead members in prayer or to convey those beliefs. Now, the controversy began last February when Marcus Miller filed a complaint to the university. He was not allowed to serve as the group's vice president because he was gay. Right? The group explained that he was not following its Christian beliefs, stated all leaders in the group must affirm the statement of faith that they embrace, not reject, their God-given sex. See, the Bible says that God made him male and female. Right? It also says that we are not to use, or males are not to use their bodies in the way of a female. So my question to you is, if you believe, if you say you're willing to believe what the Bible says, then how do you expect a group to reject what the Bible says and accept what you say? Right? Biblical principle is that marriage is between a man and a woman. So if you don't agree with that, then you don't agree with what the Bible says, how can you be part of a Bible group? How can you expect them to flush their beliefs? You can't. It's wrong. Every other sexual relationship beyond this is outside of God's design, is not keeping with God's original plan for humanity. That's the group statement of faith. That's the thing that they agree. And the campus knew this. The university knew about this. Now the university says that the group must carefully weigh the compelling interest of religious
institute. We have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
I wait because I love the music so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Seriously, get involved, be involved, stay involved, and we can stop this crazy stuff from happening. Get up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for my weekly email list, or you can hop up on Facebook where you can watch live, listen live. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there as well. You know, we're talking about the crazies of the day, the crazies of the month. I mean, this stuff isn't going to get better unless you guys get engaged and involved. No, really, seriously, my Christian friends, my Christian brothers and sisters, don't get crazy, don't get stupid, don't get violent. But support these kids. Support these young people that are trying to live out their faith. You know, they're young. They don't have the old thick skin like I got, or like you have in some cases. You need to help them. You need to support them. You need to get behind them, not out in front of them. And what I mean by that is don't do it for them. Help them fight it. Support them financially. Support them with prayer. You know, support them with resources. Don't do it for them. You know, you've heard the commercials for Pacific Justice Institute. Those are one of the places where they give their time, they give their resources, they give their money to help groups like this. Now, these guys have been meeting for Bible study forever. And you can't, and what I love is they're teaching these kids how to keep Christ first in well, they say the fast-paced business world, but in the fast-paced world, period. And if you don't share, why? See, this is what I just don't get. I do not get, unless you're just being nasty and mean and vindictive, I do not understand why you want to be part of a group that doesn't accept your lifestyle. You want to be part of a group that, or you go to a baker that won't be able to celebrate your wedding. Or you go to a photographer who can't celebrate the quote-unquote love of the moment. Right? The university said that the group must carefully weigh the compelling interest or religious freedom on one hand and the compelling interest of preventing discrimination on the other. It's not discrimination. Every group discriminates. Every group. The gay and lesbian groups, the LGBTQ groups, who are they for? They're for the gay and lesbian community. Yes, they accept others in as long as they're 100% on the same page, but if they're not, they're not that accepting. Right? You've got the African-American slash or the black dormitories, those are discriminating, are they not? Whites aren't allowed. Ex-President Barack Obama, isn't he being discriminatory? Blacks only can work on his library? Apparently that's okay, that's allowed. Really funny how, this just came to me, President Obama, or I'm sorry, ex-President Obama, it's okay, he's being touted, and he's only allowing black people to work on his library, yet Donald Trump, President Trump, has always held up that the best person for the job should do the job, black, white, Asian, Native American, whatever. He's one of the first major developers to have a female African-American as a superintendent on a large job. Right? But he's the racist. Constantly, constantly, constantly amazes me. Confuses me. I must not be that smart. Eric Baxter, the group's attorney from the nonprofit law firm Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, said that every organization to exist has to be able to select leaders who embrace its mission. You would never ask an environmental group to have a climate denier as a leader, would you? He's right. It's the same thing here. There's no difference. Right? I mean, seriously, you look at this stuff and you have to say to yourself, they've got to be doing it. All right. They seem to be, because I hate when somebody does a definite on me. They seem to be doing this out of vindictiveness, to prove a point, or they think they're proving a point. I don't know which. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Always, 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 always a great time. I really do appreciate it. I watch what you write. I watch what you send to me. Yeah, I am pretty thick-skinned. I don't, you know what, I will not lose any sleep, believe me, over the stuff that you write about me, especially if I know it's not true. If it was true, it would bother me enough that I'd have to engage and get involved. Not true? Whatever. So, I'm finding all of this stuff about Trump's doctor quite amusing, if you would. The doctor said that the president asked for a cognitive test. The press started to salivate. then were quickly let down because there was nothing to report. He did a great job. Can you imagine if somebody asked for the same test, if Hillary Clinton was in there and we thought she was off, we saw her having those little seizures and we asked for a test, they would have called us all kinds of names, wouldn't they? Just because she's a woman. You know how they are on the left? It's never flat out exactly what I'm thinking. I want her tested because she looks sick. All right? No, it has to be because she's a woman. That's why I'm saying that. I'm saying it because she's an older woman, right? If I said I wanted Obama tested, it would be because he's a black man. I mean, serious. Now, these media propagandists who hate President Trump and the Constitution, for that matter, they got some really bad news from the President Trump's physician. That's Navy Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Now, at the press briefing, which was unprecedented, it'll last almost an hour. I mean, so, what is there to say? He's healthy? He's got some high cholesterol on one side of on an issue? But other than that, he's healthy. Well, he can't be healthy. He's McDonald's all the time. Listen, have you read these stories about these old folks? 102, 104, 106. And what do they attribute to their good living? They have a cheeseburger and a glass of brandy every day. The one lady was 106 that she attributes it to, she puts a pint of whiskey away a month and a cigar, and she has a cigar once a week. Really? It's all about genes, people. Right? It's all about genes. What you're eating, he doesn't exercise. Well, I don't remember Barack Obama being this great exercise person hitting the gym every morning. George W. Bush was not a great exerciser. I mean, Billy Bob Clinton was running, but I think he was practicing for having to leave a house quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to Real Side. Be back. More on the president's condition after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back.
Yes, I know. I'll give you guys a minute to dance. Get it off your plate or whatever it's called. Not you. You stay in the chair. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. Oh, God. Hey, anybody know where my bell bottoms are? Where's Kimberly Marin when you need her, right? I mean, she's got bell bottoms. I bet you she has a closet. She's probably sleeping by now, but I bet you she has a closet full of bell bottoms. She's going to kick me later for saying that. But I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen. You know, she loves bell-bottoms. And I remember the 70s, man, it was just crazy. Anyhow, God, that's sad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always. And you know what? I love it. I always love when a new station joins us. We have, we add to the family, if you would. And KBAR, 1230 AM out of, Idaho. Just love the fact that you're with us. And I do appreciate your input. Anybody's input. Send me an email. No, don't send me a nasty one, because you'll just press the wrong button for me. Anyhow, and you'll get a nasty back. But, you know, you want to tell me about the show? You want to tell me about somebody you'd like to have me interview or have on the show? Topic to discuss? Send me, links to it. You can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Put a capital TRS in the front, on the subject line, so I know you're not trying to sell me something. You know, I mean, I always get a kick out of it. When people send me emails and I start reading them, you've realized that they have a product to sell. So it's not really a topic. Anyhow, and if you send me, if you're somebody trying to sell something, and you send, because I'm like this, if you've been listening a long time, you know, you put a capital TRS there and you lie to me, I'm going to call you out. Especially if your name's in the email. You're going to have a problem. Seriously. And I'll have some fun. You'll have the problem, but I'll have some fun with it. So we're doing what everybody else is doing today. We're talking about Trump's doctor and that the president asked for a test, and really, media couldn't get off of this. They couldn't stop hanging on the same question over and over and over again. And the press, I was going to say the press report. That's not it. What's it called? The news briefing, right? Press conference. Well, this wasn't the daily briefing, because I don't want to hear from his doctor every day. But this was anyway, he came out and he talked about the president and the shape that he was in and all of that. But it was just interesting that they couldn't let it go. Right? I mean, these guys are all about, the only thing Democrats want to do is get rid of Trump, and then after that it'll be Pence, and then after, you know, I got some bad news for them. It runs down a legal way of the next president. So, you know, you got to go through Pence, then you'd have to go through Ryan. Yeah, I mean, we can run down the whole list of people. Then it goes through the president's cabinet. I mean, figure that one out. You're really screwed, aren't you? MSNBC protagonist Haley Jackson asked Admiral Jackson, hey, can you assess the president's mental fitness for office? You know, first of all, how dumb could you be? Now, somebody's going to write me and say, oh, that's because she's a woman. I don't care if she's male, woman, transgender, bisexual, short, tall, fat, thin. I don't care what color she is. What a dumb question to ask. First of all, this is a physical doctor, not a mental doctor, right? That's number one. Number two is, even if the doctor thought that this guy had lost it, you think he's going to sit there on national television at a podium and say, hey, that guy is whacked, and I don't know what he's doing in there with his finger on the button. This could be a problem. He's not the place for it. But she got smacked around. Because you either believe this guy or you don't. And if you don't believe him on President Trump, then I shouldn't believe him about Obama. Maybe Obama wasn't fit. I wonder if Obama ever took the cognitive test. I mean, how many he got right? You think he'd let it out? No, he wouldn't even let his transcripts out. Remember, you want to talk about transparency. If you can't say that Trump's been the most transparent president, even in the year he's been in there, in the 8 years Obama was in office, you got nothing. You only got what they would release. Don't you guys remember When Obama decided that there would be no more photographers allowed in a lot of those meetings, they would give out the press releases, they would give out the notes, they would put out the pictures that they wanted to put out. Does that sound like open and transparent? This president brings them in for the whole meeting. That way you can just see, you can see just how dumb, how ignorant the Dems were acting in that meeting. And Barbara, Feinstein, Diane. They, both of them look the same. Barbara and Diane looked the same to me, but I think they were the same hairstylist or something. But she said in the meeting, now, would you have a problem, Mr. President, if we separated the two out and we did a DACA bill and ran through that and, separate from the, budget stuff? And he says, sure, no problem, but we're going to do the other one first, kind of thing. See, she thought she was going to trap him. So, the doctor replies back to Haley, Miss Jackson, that he interacts with, speaks with, talks to, hangs two doors away from President Trump on a daily basis. At least once a day they connect and talk. He said that he has no reason to believe that a cognitive exam would be appropriate and hadn't planned on doing one. He said, you ready for this? Now, all the experts in Facebook, all the Facebook experts, all those experts on MSNBC, all those experts on CNN, they're going to open their mouths and say, you know, well, that doctor, he's not a psychologist. He's just a medical doctor. Doctor went on to say, I had no concerns about his cognitive ability or his, you know, neurological functions. I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The reason we did the cognitive assessment is plain and simple, because the president asked me to do it. Admiral Jackson said that Trump came to him and said, hey, is there something we can do, a test or some type of screening that we can... Now, you can see Trump do this, right? It's not deliberate at all. It's not like I need you to do this test to prove this. But he went to the doctor and said, hey, you got something? Anything you could do to shut these fools up? Right? Now, the doctor reiterated to the president that he saw no indication that such a test was necessary. And he stated that a few guidelines were available, and then he agreed to administer one of the more lengthy and difficult and involved tests. You know what? I would love to know if President Obama would take this, or ex-President Obama. Wouldn't you? No, seriously. Let's not forget Mrs. Clinton. Let's throw her into the mix. The three of them should sit down and take one. Well, one already took it. He said the president did exceedingly well on it and repeated that to the disappointed media hacks, that was not driven at all by any concerns I had. It was driven by the president's wishes. So I didn't want to... Listen, the doctor said, look, I don't need to test you for this. I'm with you every day. I have absolutely no concerns about you. And you can see the president say, look, I want to shut the fake media up. I want to shut the fake news people up. Give me the hardest test you got. Give me something that'll push them. It'll never stop them because they're going to keep going anyhow. They're going to totally ignore it because it's not what they wanted to hear. It's okay, though. The media sharks still have their allies in government, you know, right? They got like Dick Durbin there who's not going to stop lying. The guy's never going to stop. He's been fabricating facts forever. Right? You don't want to give him any facts. I mean, if he has the facts, he doesn't know what to do. Look, you had an insider. Right? You had an insider. What is her name? DHS Secretary Nielsen. He tried to get her to confirm, and she didn't. She wouldn't. She didn't hear it either. Apparently Dick and one or two other Democrats are the only ones that really heard it. You know, let me see. Do I have audio on this one? I don't have enough time to do it this time. At this point. But I'm going to play the audio when we come back. Because I want you to hear this. I want you to hear these news fools. I don't know what else to call them. I mean, if the Dems would stop hanging on Russia impeachment and what the president said or didn't say, then maybe they could help strengthen, as they hadn't done for 8 years, maybe they could help strengthen the U.S. economy. Maybe they could help continue to drive the unemployment down. Maybe they could help bring businesses back to the United States. Maybe they can help keep this country, make this country more solid. Maybe they could do something American. What do you think? Don't even know where to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You tiny brain whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Edgar Winter. You know what? There is no free ride. Seriously, I mean, somebody pays for it somewhere, right? I wish a lot of people would understand that. The government can't give you something for nothing. Somebody somewhere is paying for that, has paid for it, is paying for it. Somewhere down the road, your kids are going to get stuck with the bill. So there is no free ride. The government doesn't have money. They take our money. I always got that was, you know, growing up, I remember the echoes in my head. You don't understand. The government has all kinds of money. Well, you know what? No, they don't. They have your money and my money. So, no, there are no free rides. The government cheese you ate as a kid wasn't free. Somebody was paying for that. You know, thank God it was there for some of us. Thank God it was there for some of you. You know, nothing shameful about needing a hand from time to time. When you move in for 20 years, it's a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So I thought I'd take a couple of minutes, and again, I know this has been done to death, but I don't really care because I haven't done it to death. And I just love some of the questions they were asking. I'm just so amused and tickled by some of the things that I heard. Let's see if I can play this, see if it'll play.
President about this, but the president's mental fitness, he has pushed back on that, calling himself right. A stable genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
Absolutely. So many of you may have picked up on the fact that we did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. And initially, you know, I had no intention of including a cognitive assessment in this exam because, to be honest with you, per all the guidelines that are out there, It's not indicated at this time.
What he means by that, for those of you who don't understand plain simple English and you're on the left, it means that in his interactions with the president, there was nothing that alerted him or gave him the understanding or concern that he would have to check the president out.
A lot of the guidelines would suggest that you do cognitive screening questions, and that if you have a positive or concerning answer in the screening questions, that then you engage with a cognitive screening tool. So I had no intentions whatsoever doing that, like I said, because I didn't feel it was clinically indicated. And part of the reason I didn't think it was clinically indicated is because I've spent almost every day in the president's presence since January 20, 2000, last year, when he got into office. And I've seen him every day. I see him sometimes three times a day because of the location of my office. We have conversations about many things. Most don't revolve around medical issues at all. But I've got to know him pretty well. And I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive.
Absolutely. The doctor, right? The guy with the medical degree, the guy that has actually looked over President Bush and President Obama, had no problems with this president. Now, all the play school doctors on MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all of those, all the place doctors are the doctors that want to play, right? And then the press people who know he's nuts, how would they know that? I'd like to go back to the old days. They used to say it takes one to know one. Maybe they're all freaks, right? I mean, seriously.
Cognitive ability or his neurological function. So I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The reason that we did the cognitive assessment is plain and simple because the president asked me to do it. He came to me and he said, is there something we
can... Now, I guarantee you, right? A dollar. I guarantee you that the left is going to come out and say, this doctor was pressured to say that. What else is he going to say? He wants to keep his job. All this. You watch what happens.
We can do a test or some type of screen that we can do to assess my my cognitive ability. And so I looked into it. And once again, and my initial question was that I didn't think it was indicated and I didn't think we should do it. After looking at some of the guidelines, there are a few guidelines out there that lean in the direction of potentially doing it. The Medicare guidelines and some of the NIH, National Institute of Aging, they've indicated that it might be a good thing to start doing for most patients in the future. With that in mind, I went through and I looked at a variety of the cognitive assessments that were available. Most of them were very simple, very short, and I think that's the goal, actually, for primary care providers in doing this, is to keep it simple, keep it short. We picked one of the ones that was a little bit more involved. It was longer. It was the more difficult one of all of them. It took significantly longer to complete, but the president did exceedingly well on it. So that was not driven at all by any clinical concerns I have. It was driven by the president's wishes. And
right. He blew through it. Didn't have any problems with it. Didn't want to do it because he didn't see a reason to. Right. I mean, think about this. Come on. Use your God-given brain cells and put them together. Right. So, again, you make the loons on the left happy. You give them what they want. And I bet you they still won't be happy. Or either that, or they'll blow past this. Come on, anybody? You know what they're going to be on, right? It's going to be Russia, Russia, Russia again. Watch. All right, so we started off talking about the college, the top of the hour. We were talking about the college group that was suing the university because they wanted... Because a gay leader, or there was a person who was trying to become a gay leader of the group, which goes against the principles and the belief system of the Bible group. Now we have a pastor who says he miscalculated the impact of the LGBTQ affirming vote. Now a Baptist pastor in Dallas is facing some harsh realities more than a year after leading his congregation to affirm homosexuality. In November 2016, the Wilshire, not the Westboro, the Wilshire Baptist Church voted to extend membership to those involved in homosexual lifestyles. The church's slogan is now open to all, closed to none. The action prompted the Baptist General Convention in Texas to sever ties with the church. A year later, Chelson Vicari decided to contact the senior pastor, George Mason, to see how the church has been affected by the change. Vicari is an evangelical program director for the Institute of Religion and Democracy, a conservative Christian think tank. She writes that while Mason knew some members would vote no, what he didn't know was that they would leave the church as a result. Now, a lot of you out there on the left are saying, see, they're homophobes, they can't handle it, they don't understand. No, they want to go to a church that teaches true biblical principle. When you go to church, you don't want to be taught social constructs. You want to be taught true biblical principles. It's really that simple. She writes that while Mason knew some members would vote no, he didn't think that they would leave. Now, while the meeting stopped months later, he estimated that about 250 of the 1,500 active members at the time no longer call Wilshire their church home, and they took about $700,000 annual with them. The pastor told a magazine 2 months ago that the three Sunday school classes of older adults disappeared altogether, but that the church had gained 100 new members since the vote. But Mason's main point of rebuttal, according to the vicari, seemed to be that the churches across the country are struggling with attendance. Wilson just seemed to remind me that there's just immense pressure from secular culture to compromise on the issue of traditional Christian doctrine. And this is where I go sideways. This is where I get nuts. If you're a Christian, I'll tell you what. If you're a Buddhist, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Jew, if you're any one of the 141 different religions there are, how do you make it up as you go? You know, as a Christian, either I believe Christian doctrine or I don't. And you can't say, well, you don't believe what's in the book. You can't believe anything in the book. Some of it's just story. Some of it's this. Well, who gets to decide that? Who picks and chooses? So a gay couple decides, though, that they believe in the teachings of Christ. They don't like what he has to say about the gay and lesbian community, so therefore they're going to just discount that. It doesn't work that way. It never has. It never will. See, if you can pick and choose what you want to believe, if you can pick and choose which way to go on this stuff, and my Christian friends will understand this, nobody else will, then how do you know Christ is real? How do you know what he said was true? Right? Or do you go through his teachings line by line and throw out what you don't want, keep what you do? You know, I love my Christian friends who on the far left who think that the government should pay for anything. You can't find one sermon. You can't find one time where Jesus said, compel the government to go give money to the poor. No, what he tells you as a Christian is you go take care of the poor. You take care of the sick. You take care of the widows. And if somebody doesn't work, they shouldn't eat. So you can't make it up as you go. And if you feel it between your ears and you feel in your heart that this is what God wants you to do, but that you can't find it in the Bible or it's 180 degrees away from what God says, you can't change that because you feel like it. Until you become the creator of the universe and you can give life and take life, nothing. You hold no power for me. This has always been my argument. You Christians who don't feel good about something that God says, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you need to start praying to God to change your feelings. Or maybe you need to change it yourself. You're going to feel bad when Uncle Frank dies and he's never accepted Christ. It doesn't change the reality of the situation. Somebody goes to church on a Sunday. He's not a Christian because they show up to church on a Sunday. What are they living? What are they doing? What kind of Christian principles are they stepping out on? Do not give in to your young friends, to your other friends, and to your friends around you just because you don't want them to feel bad. They're going to really feel, to my Christian friends, they're going to feel really bad when they die without knowing Christ now, aren't they? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight. I'm going to take a fresh air break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.